Welcome to the Wednesday, May 23rd, 2012 edition of the Sands and its Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich, and I'm today recording from Jacksonville, Florida. Let's start today with a weakness in RSA tokens that has been demonstrated by some new software that allows you to clone RSA tokens. Now, this is really more a problem with this type of two-factor authentication, not necessarily just a problem with RSA tokens, even though RSA tokens were used by this particular software. To understand what's going on, let's talk a little bit about how these tokens work. Essentially, there is a secret programmed into these tokens. The secret is usually referred to as a seed value, and then an algorithm is being applied. That algorithm will then calculate the respective random or pseudo-random number that's being displayed on the token. The algorithm uses either the number of times you press the button to retrieve a token or just the time. RSA uses the time. Other vendors use event-based tokens where each time you press a button, you get the next number. The problem you're running into here is that the algorithm that's being used to calculate these numbers is pretty much known. Some of the implementations actually use standards, so it's a public algorithm. Then the real secret that you have to know in order to emulate the token is this seed. But in some ways, well, wasn't it that we have two-factor authentication because we want something else than something you know? We want something you have? Well, this something you have is really just another secret. In this demo application, it is now possible to insert a seed of your choosing and essentially emulate any secure ID token. These seeds can be retrieved, for example, from the software that's being used to manage these tokens, because the software has to know the seed in order to verify whether or not the correct number was presented by a user. Or in the case of software tokens, of course, the software itself holds the seed and the seed can be extracted. It's a little bit harder with the hardware tokens because the hardware tokens are built to essentially self-destruct if you're trying to open them. So with hardware tokens, unless you lose the token, it's really not so easy to get to this seed. With hardware tokens, the weak point is really then the software that's being used to manage these tokens. So in short, it's really the way these tokens work. So there isn't really any great defense. What you have to be aware of, and that's where you sort of get in the defensive side of all of this, is in particular with software tokens. If the software token is lost, invalidate it right away. Don't really think, hey, I will find that phone again in a day or so. Yes, you may find it in a day or so, but you don't know whether or not the seed value got stolen. It's not possible to clone the token, so you never know it got lost. Same if you find, for example, administrator's console compromised that administers your secure ID implementation, you have to assume that these seed values got lost, or if a workstation got compromised that is running a software token. And then, of course, for implementations like, for example, the Google Authenticator, where you actually program the seed value into the authenticator, that's what you do is when you take a picture of this QR code as you set up your Google Authenticator, you have to be careful that you do this initialization over a secure network in a secure room. So this is nothing you want to do in a hotel or somewhere else where someone may be able to see that QR code. If they see the QR code, they're able to emulate your token. But then we got some other news as well. A DNS changer. We will lose this DNS service that's being used to notify infected users at July 9th. There's no plan to extend it, and well, eventually the service has to be discontinued. In particular, as the rate of actually cleaned up system is continuously diminishing. Now, Google is getting into the game of notifying infected users. In a recent blog post, Google announced that it will insert messages into search results. There's a little screenshot in the blog post that shows what they will look like. Sort of typical Google style. They are significantly different from Google Ads, so I don't think there will be a confusion with some of the fake antivirus ads that we have seen sometimes in Google search results. And the latest ruse to get people on Facebook to install malware is a message that is being sent to these users claiming that they requested a cancellation of their Facebook account. And then, of course, they have to click on a link and install some software to prevent that. And well, that's it for today. So thanks again for listening and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.